Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
This should be an all-too-familiar quote. Abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. Bill Clinton used the phrase so much during his presidency that practically every man, woman, and child in the United States had heard it at least once. But of course, we know the phrase is nothing more than smoke and mirrors. Sure, abortion is legal, for any reason, but it's certainly not rare. Not when every year 1.2 million unborn children lose their lives, and it most certainly is not safe. Many pro-abortion advocates like to argue that abortion is safer than childbirth, but this is difficult to defend in light of medical evidence to the contrary. The Abortion Surveillance Branch of the Centers for Disease Control maintains that induced abortion is safer than childbirth, and that the serious complication rate is less than 1%. Yet there is no agreement among investigators as to what constitutes a major complication. In addition, there is no real national system for reporting these kind of statistics, making the accuracy of such assertions questionable at best. Furthermore, the experiences of private physicians and gynecologists do not seem to support the validity of the CDC's claim. Dr. Daniel J. Martin is a clinical instructor at St. Louis University Medical School in St. Louis, Missouri. He has said, "The impact of abortion on the body of a woman who chooses abortion is great and always negative. I can think of no beneficial effect of a social abortion on a body." Why is this so? Because induced abortion is the premature, willful, and violent penetration of a closed and safeguarded system, a system in which nearly every cell, tissue, and organ of a woman's reproductive system has been specially transformed and activated to carry out the function of sustaining and nourishing the developing child. Not surprisingly, any violation of the integrity of that system can lead to serious complications. Physical problems range from hemorrhage and infection to sterility and even death. Psychological effects range from depression and mental trauma to divorce and even suicide. Nancy Jo Mann is one of many who has experienced both kinds of complications. Infection and bleeding followed her abortion, which eventually led to a hysterectomy. Recalling her experience, she said, "Beforehand, I liked myself. I had never entertained the idea of abortion. But the minute that needle went through my abdomen, I hated it because I knew it could not be reversed. I wanted to scream, 'Don't do this to me!'" Abortion is unlike any other medical or surgical procedure. It takes the life of a child and often leaves a woman with feelings of guilt, doubt, and anger. She may be angry with herself or the father of the child she aborted. She feels guilt because she knows that it was wrong, but she may feel that there was no alternative. And she may doubt herself and her ability to make decisions in the future because the guilt she has over the death of her child is so great. Women who have faced crisis pregnancies sometimes note that one of the biggest hurdles they face is the lack of support they may have for continuing the pregnancy. It is important that the pro-life movement and pro-lifers across the nation be there for them. They need a support system both during the pregnancy and afterward to help them get through a time when support is absolutely vital. It is also important that we provide these women with accurate information about abortion and what it does to women, both physically and psychologically. Tomorrow we'll continue to take a look at just how unsafe abortion is for women. I hope you'll be able to join me. As always, you can find resource links at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.